At the 2011 Farm Progress Show, I am visiting with Mark Diener, and Mark is Marketing Manager, Refined and Renewable Fuels for GrowMark. Mark, first of all, I understand that you guys are supplying fuel here to the Farm Progress Show. Tell me a little bit about what you've had to do, what you're supplying, and how that's all going.
Well, Chuck, you're exactly right. We have supplied the fuel for the Farm Progress Show for many years. I don't know the exact number, but it's been a long, long time, and we're really excited to be able to do it again. This is a showcase for us to let our customers know we appreciate their business, and it's just, you know, we just like to be involved with this. It takes a lot of fuel. The demonstrations for tillage, for harvest, the main fuel is diesel fuel for this because of the heavy equipment. And it is our DieselX Gold proprietary diesel fuel with a biodiesel blend with that. We also have gasoline, which would be a 10% ethanol blend here for the gasoline-powered units, but not near as many as the diesel would require.
I'm just guessing that there was a time when there wasn't some renewable mix in there.
We've had a renewable mix in there for quite some time. The GrowMark system, the FS system, started marketing ethanol back in the late 70s. We did it when we were very proud to do it. Some of our competitors in the marketplace would put on their dispensers that this fuel does not contain ethanol. Ours did. We're very proud of it and are today with that. Biodiesel, we started actual field trials back in the mid-90s with that and started selling biodiesel blends in earnest about the year 2000. So, biodiesel ethanol has been a part of our Farm Progress Show for quite some time.
Well, because we have the permanent locations now here and in Iowa, do you now have like a permanent setup fueling station or stations here?
We have a truck we've designed just for this purpose. It's changed over the years to try to be as efficient because we get a lot of vehicles, power units coming through frequently, and so we want to make sure we're not holding them up and what have you. So, yeah, it's a big deal for us to make sure it's done efficiently our employees, the people who do this for us, they have a lot of fun.
So you can essentially be mobile then in order to take in the fuel where they need it, when they need it?
Well, the unit that is, it's a mobile unit, but it stays put. We don't, but just because of the traffic around here, they would come to us to make it efficient.
Any guesstimate of how much fuel you bring into a show like this?
Well, it depends. It varies quite a bit, and it depends on the weather. If we have weather like we are seeing today for the next 3 days and are able to do all the tillage demonstrations and the harvest demonstrations and everything that they want to get done, we'll go through quite a bit of fuel. Now, if we have rain for 3 days, that makes a big difference. So it's just weather dependent, and we're regardless of which scenario kicks in, we're ready to take care of the needs for that.
So if we're seeing the, is it the FS brand that is then what we see, because that's being displayed, and I'm sure farmers are curious, do they ask you guys questions about the fuel, knowing that that's what's going into these vehicles all around here?
Well, they do. I just spent some time over our exhibit, and several people were coming through. We talk about fuel storage. We would talk about diesel fuel quality, talk about our DieselX Gold branded product, and a lot of inquiries. You know, when fuel used to seem like just fuel, and today with price fluctuations and environmental regulations, and it's become a big topic, and it's our FS sales force is equipped to, you know, handle those questions, provide the answers, recommendations, and so it's become a big deal.
How competitive are you price-wise here at the show site compared out to maybe down the street at some station nearby?
Well, for here we provide it for nothing, so I'd think we're awful.
Oh, well, that's the best deal there is.
We're pretty competitive when it comes to the show here. We'd like to think we're very competitive out in the marketplace also, because we have good fuel products, we have good people that are involved with delivering the products with knowledge, and so we like to think we're very, very competitive in the marketplace.
Well, just let's go back away from the show for a minute. Just any quick thoughts you might have looking ahead. How do you feel about the next, let's call it short term, say the next year for this whole biofuels area with, the biodiesel side, the ethanol side? There's certainly a lot going on in politics right now today that who knows how it's going to all come out in the end, but what are your thoughts?
Well, there is a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of things going on when you talk about ethanol and biodiesel. The VTEC credit with the climate in Congress right now and the biodiesel blenders credit, we may have to learn to live without those. I don't know. Congress will dictate that. But we also have the renewable fuel standard, the second version, that requires so many gallons of renewable fuels, you know, into the nation's fuel supply. So that's a big driver right now with use of renewable fuels, and it appears, unless that changes, that it will drive that for several years to come.
Well, we'll be watching, I guarantee you that. I want to thank Mark Diener very much for visiting with me here. He is with the GrowMark in the Refined and Renewable Fuels area. We're at the Farm Progress Show, and I am Chuck Zimmerman reporting.